What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, Episode 5, the show reminding you, if you wake up in a Bugatti, you're probably homeless. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty, and alongside me is the man who's faster than a speeding bullet, Resident Daryl.
Of course I farted. You think I smell this all the time?
Also in here with us, in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's just T-Bird.
Ha!
And last but certainly not least, he is Vengeance. He is the Knight. He is Josh, the Walking Idea.
Brennan has a mangina. Brennan has a mangina.
Oh, my God.
You said you were going to do it with
you
it.
You didn't.
You totally did.
I totally dropped it.
He looked at you and he's like, nope.
I got so excited. I was like, oh, I forgot.
He's like, nope.
Oh, well.
That's happened to me too many times in my life.
It's good to be here, ladies.
What, the mangina back thing?
Somebody bailing on me when I'm going to do something evil.
Right.
Not sure where you're getting
yes, yes, right, right.
Yeah, all right, right. Onward.
If you're listening to us today, we appreciate it, as always. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can email the show at rememberthelootatprovingerror.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at rememberTheLoot, L-O-O-T, not L-U-T-E. Homie, don't play that.
I helped you out.
I bailed that time.
And like always, we like to start the show off with a segment we like to call, What Are You Playing?
What are you playing?
What are you playing, Daryl?
I am all over the freaking place. I have stated on the show that I'm going to finish my Resident Evil 5 Platinum. Since the day I mentioned it, I haven't picked it back up. I said that I'm going to finish my Ultimate Alliance Platinum. Since the day I said it, I haven't picked it back up. I started Everyone's Gone the Rapture, or Everybody's Gone the Rapture, and I was really, really digging it. I had to break away from it for a little while. Never went back. I beat Call of Duty Ghost on Veteran just kind of out of the blue because I never went back to Black Ops 3 like I kept saying I was going to. I beat that, and then I was like, okay, now all I got to do is the Extinction. We're all going to get together, stream beating the Extinction. I'll get the Platinum. I haven't touched it. I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to Black Ops 3. I'm going to finish it. You know, I was super stoked because I got it all on sale and junk. And I put in Uncharted Collection, and like a genius, I was gonna start it on Crushing. So it's been whooping that hiney all week. Every morning before work, I've gotten up and I've played, you know, a couple chapters of it, and it's tough. It's not impossible. It just literally means you have to stay in cover. You can't run and gun like a moron. And I want to pop my head out and go do stupid stuff, and I have died 150 times.
In your defense,
Ager,
we would have played Call of Duty Ghost together, the four of us.
Yes.
Only two of us ended up playing.
Yeah.
The other two bailed on
us. Yeah.
What day was that?
That was the day that...
The day we talked about playing it.
The day where...
Sure? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What all happened?
Oh, yeah.
I fell asleep.
You know what? There's this one time that
fell
we
asleep
like,
at 9:30.
This is one time that like
yeah.
We got this open invite to fight, to grudge match, our bitter rivalries.
I'm going
to
stop you right
the
there.
Trophy whores.
The bot was more help than I would have been.
But it doesn't matter.
The bot was more help.
No, we only had one good bot on our team. It was gone.
I don't own the game yet.
That's only once. Yeah, and we're like, you know, Tanner's like, don't worry, Daryl. I will be there in your absence. I will make sure this happens. And then I go sign on, and you guys haven't even started yet. I'm like, what the freak? I thought this was starting at 9. And there's no T-Bird.
They changed the time. They made it later, and I fell asleep.
What have you been playing, T-Bird?
Not Rocket League.
Rocket League. Not Rocket League.
No, started Call of Duty Black Ops 3 again. Just playing multiplayer. And I started over on Bloodborne making a new character. I don't know why I did that. It was stupid. But trying to make that DLC easier. Because it's kicking my butt. Don't give me that look. I'm on a new game plus 4.
It's hard.
You can suck it.
Yeah.
It's hard, but...
I read about it. And I watched you stream it. I watched you stream it while I was pooping the other day.
I know. Proud of that.
He sent me. I just got in the bathroom. He sent me a text. He's like, "Hey, I'm streaming Bloodborne." I'm like, "Cool. Well, I'll watch this. I'll poop to that."
Yeah, that's what happened. But you, Walking Idea, what you been
Same as last week. I'm playing Black Ops 3 multiplayer.
And Destiny, right?
And Destiny. Yes, I'm playing Destiny. Missions on missions. I can't decide what I like more right now.
Guys or girls?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in between. You never know.
I think he likes guys more.
Do you know how many hours you have in the game yet?
I don't know. I don't know how to check that.
But GT Bird.
You go on the Bungie website and you can figure that out. I don't know. Probably a little over 600 hours.
In Destiny?
In Destiny.
Yeah,
Destiny. Black Ops 3?
Maybe a day. I don't know.
I got a good bit of time in Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
I will... I'll start on Destiny, and I usually play for a few hours, and then I'll get really tired of doing missions, so I'll go to Black Ops 3 multiplayer and just play some team deathmatch for a little while. But Hector actually got PS4 since the last show we've had, Hexticles, and me and him's been playing a little bit multiplayer together, a few matches here and there.
So y'all touching tips?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, we dabble. I've been on the dabble. So, what about you, Frosty Toasty?
Frosty Toasty.
No, wait. This one's for Hector. It's Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Blowman.
No.
Yes, we're calling you the Snowman from now on.
No.
That's so clever. The Blowman.
No, it's not.
I've been playing Bloodborne Old Hunters DLC. It's kicking me in the
Tiger!
It's tough.
That's putting
it lightly. I'm on the last two bosses, and... they're really hard. Like I started fighting this one boss called the Orphan of Kosh.
I don't know. I haven't beat the Orphan of Kush. I haven't beat the first boss.
Most weird ever did.
So yeah, I started fighting him. He kicked crap out of me. So I was like, well, I hear this is the last guy. So I'm gonna go adventure some more and do some level grinding. And come to find out, there's another boss that I completely missed.
Level grinding?
Yeah. Which one?
What is that? Is there a strip pole in that?
Lawrence the First Viker?
Fishburne?
The First Viker?
The
First
Viking?
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yes. Lawrence Fishburne, the First Viking.
Viking.
He's like the cleric beast, but he's on fire and he hits you twice and you're dead. Like, Daryl witnessed this.
It's a new game plus for you.
It's really hard.
So you have to...
What if you get to the DLC in your new game and it's still too hard for you?
It's going to be a challenge because I didn't build my character the same way. I'm only doing skilled weapons, so that means Blades of Mercy only. So
why would you do that?
Challenge, and because I wanted to.
You started a new game, so it wouldn't be so challenging.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do. I wanted to use different weapons.
Do you still have your? You didn't delete your character, did you?
Of course not. I did not delete my 71-hour character. I'd be so aggravated if I did that.
71 hours on a new game plus 4.
Yep.
Man,
he been laying
blow through that game, dude.
Bosses are easy.
Oh, you can.
It's a certain.
The bosses are easy, except the
deals. There's certain ones, yes.
Yeah. Other than that, I've been playing Mortal Kombat X again. Been streaming that junk.
So you can ruin everything with...
Dr. Knight's and Burlgett!
This is the first time I've said it on the show.
He's like, I couldn't wait. I just had to say
I needed to get out of my system.
You banned me from Mother Liquor, so...
Anyways.
It's back. Hey, you know what? Before...
He's been holding it in.
I'm going to let you finish, but first, Daryl.
No. Other than having to play Mortal Kombat X and streaming that junk.
Screaming.
So
you're screaming tonight. Just want to go ahead and put this out there. Set in stone.
Segue into that junk. Friday night fight.
Friday
clubs.
Night fights. It's tonight.
Don't talk about it.
Or it won't.
Talk about it.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
We're going to be fighting tonight. All right, I'm fighting too. I'm going to be jumping back and forth between 2K15 because I refuse to buy 2K16.
The basketball game?
That's what I was saying.
No, WWE. I'm going to jump back and forth between WWE, 2K15.
It's always a fight when you play LeBron.
And James. I'm going to be streaming between WWE, 2K15, and Injustice, Gods Among Us. Cool. Tonight, for Friday Night Fights.
I like it.
You don't during, have any real fighting games.
Does that, what? Mother freak Injustice is the best fighting game.
That's the sickest fighting game.
It's made by the same people that made MKX.
I'm just kidding. I really like that game.
That's really sick.
I should have bought it as a sale, but I did.
Fool.
I still, dude.
It's like $15 at GameStop used.
We used to play it on lunchtime at work.
Yep. We're going to be doing that again soon.
Oh, so sick.
I used to be decent at that game, but last time I played it over here, I couldn't remember anybody's moves, so I just got beat up a lot.
So that means you suck at the game.
That's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I put Mortal Kombat X in after not playing it for a couple months, and the only character I really remember the moves to was Kung Lao, which is my best character. So I've just been using him online to play ranked matches. Almost got a trophy today, or yesterday, for winning 10 ranked matches in a row.
I just blew up
my face. I got 8 ranked matches in a row and then lost.
Dang it, man.
I was mad. That's a 0.8% trophy. Almost got it.
I love that.
So. Well, I might be playing Bloodborne, and I want to use my beating stick and beat monsters.
So that's like a fight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm using a stick to beat people up.
Speaking of fights,
it's a fight.
I'm going to throw a challenge out there to Trophy Horse. All right, so they may have one in Rocket League, but you know what? I listened to last week's episode of Trophy Horse, and I got to say, they really carried on like they walked the dog, like they spanked us. That's not the case. That's not how it went down. And I've got a YouTube video to prove it. As a matter of fact, my video will go live this weekend. I'd Remember the Loot on YouTube. And it is a highlight reel of me demolishing their cars. Since I didn't get the most points scored, I definitely wrecked the most cars.
Shots fired.
Apparently cheated the most.
I did. I actually scored for them a whole lot, too. I have this tendency of like just,
I hate that part.
I'll just go and hit the ball like a crazed person. It will just randomly find its way in their side.
Do that on FIFA.
So, but anyway, so yeah, YouTube video coming from Remember the Loot showing the highlight reel of me wrecking their junks. And the challenge is out there, not for a fighting game, the Street Fighter, us versus them.
Street Fighter 5.
That's Street Fighter. Shoot, Street Fighter 4. We'll go get Street Fighter 4 and fight them.
Ultimate Street Fighter 4.
And they keep talking about their boy Alex. They're like, oh, we're going to get Alex on there. It wouldn't even be a contest. Alex don't have a PS4.
I think it's supposed to be a joke.
I'm like, what the freak? I didn't understand. I didn't get that one. I was like, how you going to call it? Hey, like, that's, to me, that seemed like a backwards comment on your own dude.
I thought you didn't have a PS4.
Yeah, you're right. You did say that. And then Donnie.
Donatello.
That's not.
The babble has been so out of control. After our little conversation where I laid it all out, I laid the verbal smackdown on Donnie, he's just been going, he's out of control. Guys, from Remember the Loot to the Trophy Horse, calm down, your boy. Remasters are good. They're good for the business. They're good for the console. They're good for the ecosystem. They're good for the people that didn't get to play. And Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls or freaking the bomb.
They're all right.
And you didn't even play them. Shut up. As a matter of fact, this is going to be the thing. You know what? I'm going to go ahead. We're going to segue into the next. Yes, right. The phone's went. We're going to go ahead and segue into the next category. All right. This is a brand new segment. Brand new category. Brand new section. Oh, no. We're not toasting yet.
Well, F it. I'm open.
No. We got to say.
Oh, you're free.
I'm free.
I'm thirsty.
You're free.
You suck. Anyways, this segment is called Welcome to the Suck Clan. And the Suck Clan, for those of you guys who haven't heard our lost episodes, the Suck Clan are all those trolls and douchebags on the internet that get on a thread or a forum or a Reddit or a NeoGAF or a YouTube comment section, and they crap on whatever it is that you're celebrating. With either A, no good reason to do it other than to troll. B, without ever actually playing the game. Why are you doing this?
I'm not opening it.
I have a second one.
He's dying. He's dying over there.
I'm waiting.
Without ever actually playing the games, or, you know, or C, having a really, really terrible opinion. Now, everyone's opinion is different. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, like Resident Evil sucks.
I hate you.
Yeah.
All right, but sometimes people will go and take their opinion, and they will throw it around like the things that their actual opinion is the fact in a case. Now, I'm going to use the Batman versus Superman trailer as an example. All right, The Suck Clan was out in full swing yesterday because the trailer comes out. It was freaking amazing. You got Batman, the real Batman, Batfleck. Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms. I'm telling you right now, he's going to be the bomb in Batman.
He's going to be a good Batman.
He's
going to
be a bad A Batman.
Shut up about it.
All right, everybody's like, Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck is going to drop the Bat D on him.
The Bat D.
All right, so you got that dude, what's his face that plays Superman? I can never remember his name, but he's a great Superman. You got freaking Wonder Woman.
Channing Tatum.
You got You got freaking Doomsday. You know?
Finally.
Dude, that trailer looked awesome. And it looks just like some of the Injustice era stuff in there. You got freaking the DC Universe Online Batman. You know, that opening sequence, that huge fight scene. Like, and people were like, oh, why does Batman have robot armor on? And oh, why does Batman have robot voice? Does anybody remember Christian Bale? I'm Batman.
Yeah.
The worst bat voice in the entire freaking world.
But the best Batman.
Who cared about his freaking voice?
He was
voice,
an okay Batman.
He's the best Batman.
He was no
he
George
was a cool
Clooney.
Batman.
What? Oh, God, no.
No. I think...
That was a joke. John Condon.
Good God, you about killed Frosty.
You just peaked everything on the... You just died.
Good.
That was a joke. Okay, George Clooney was not the best Batman.
I think Val Kilmer was.
Val Kilmer was...
I love his Batman.
I like his Batman, too.
Good everybody. Batman.
He had a good chin.
Had a nice...
Had a bat chin.
That's the cool Kidman, though.
Yeah, he did have the chin for Batman.
Check it out. Okay, no. The best Batman, in my opinion, was Michael Keaton.
He's a good Batman.
Hands down.
Yeah. He was a weird Bruce Wayne, though. He always looked like he just got out of bed.
Well, you got to think, he's been Batman all night long. It's like worse than a hangover. It's like worse than a hangover. He just stands in the shadows with his arms crossed. I'm a billionaire.
Nice bat over there.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So anyways, so the Suck Clan was out in full swing, crapping on the trailer. And this is the most common thing that I read, and it drove me nuts. They revealed too much in the trailer. They spoiled the whole movie. I already feel like I seen the whole movie because I watched the trailer. Like, okay, something else somebody said was, like, well, there you go. You spoiled it. It shouldn't be called Batman versus Superman anymore because they team up in the end to fight Doomsday. Hello, have any of you motherfreakers ever even watched anything with Batman or freaking seen a comic book? Have you ever played DC Universe Online? Do you know anything about Batman and Superman? Have you ever played a freaking Lego Batman game?
Have you read the comics?
You see what I'm saying?
Can't leave the
I said seen the comics. I'm getting agitated because the Suck Clan.
Use your words.
Sucks. Yeah, you're right. I need to be an adult over here and speak in full sentences.
You can hear this.
What do you mean? You honestly thought they were making a movie where Batman and Superman just stay enemies the whole time?
Yeah.
It's only Batman versus freaking the entire universe is wrapped around these two guys having big egos, headbutting all the time, but the Justice League, the entire premise of the whole group getting together is they need each other.
Yeah.
There's going to be a bigger threat than their egos. Yeah. And they're going to come together. Like, what do you mean? Oh, they shouldn't have spoiled Doomsday. He looks like a Ninja Turtle. What the freak?
Doomsday looks awesome.
Dude,
that's really sick.
Like,
you need to
yesterday, I lost my mind, dude. I'm
you need to praise the stars that Doomsday is finally in a movie.
I'm saying. They're like, oh, well, Wonder Woman didn't say nothing in the trailer.
Didn't have to.
Well, she didn't have to because you didn't know she was going to be in the trailer.
First off, she came down. She saved Bat's butt. With her shield and that crazy explosion looking thing.
Batfleck.
She said Batfleck. I was like, she don't need to say nothing. And then, here's another one. And this one drove me nuts. And I actually took a couple screenshots and was going to quote some of these idiots online. But then too many of them. The Suck Clan was out. It was like worse. It's worse than the putties on Power Rangers. There were too many of them. They're like, Batman talks. These motherfuckers were like, they're using the Marvel humor. Because he's like, Superman's like, is she with you? And Batman's like, no, I thought she was with you. Okay, granted, that was a clever, little banter back and forth.
Marvel humor?
That's what they're calling it. Hashtag Marvel humor. Motherfucker, does Marvel have a patent on humor? Are they the only people who can make jokes? What do you mean, the Marvel humor? What the Seinfeld was using the Marvel humor.
Huh. Hashtag.
Hashtag can't make jokes without being part of a Marvel freaking Avengers movie. It was so stupid. Like, the internet needed to be destroyed, burnt, killed with fire yesterday. Because, like, granted, now for every two comments praising it, there was this one idiot out there going, oh, they spoiled the whole movie for me. I won't watch it now. Like, you weren't going to watch it to begin with, so shut your freaking whore mouth.
This is a 2 minute and 30 second long trailer. How long are movies?
It was crazy. It blew my mind.
This
was
probably going to be really long.
You spoiled the whole movie.
2 minutes.
Because now I know Batman and Superman don't really hate each other.
That same person's going to go see Star Wars.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, they're going to go see Batman vs. Superman.
They will. Yeah, they will.
So anyways.
They should.
So, the first entrant to the Suck Clan was Konami, which we get to touch on them again later, too.
Why don't we just bring it into this part since they're in the Suck Clan already?
Because that's a very, very important section of the video game topic. Video game war
okay,
topic
okay. That
we're going into.
All right, chill. Chill. Don't bite my head off.
Nope. I'm ready to. And then, oh, dude, what about?
Chill.
So Batman's carrying this like crazy looking. Looks like one of them little Halo battle rifles or whatever, like the Halo assault rifle.
Yeah.
And the trailer's like a split second him holding something that looks like a gun.
It was a gun.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
It's a beanbag gun because he can't kill people.
That's right. He doesn't use real bullets. And so people are freaking out. Like, why does Batfleck have a submachine gun? First off,
because he doesn't have superpowers. He's human.
First off, that was. It was a, if anything, it was an assault rifle or some form of alien gun. A submachine gun? Really?
It's just
why does Batfleck have an MP5? This ain't Call of Duty.
What if it was just like a portable case he uses to carry his armor in? He's just holding it like a gun.
What if it was Alfred's leg or something? We don't know. It's a freaking trailer.
What if it was the last remaining piece of his Batmobile that got blown up in the battle?
Yeah, what if he's upset? He's like, oh no, Batmobile, I gotta drive the tank now. Everyone hated the tank in Arkham.
What if it's something he like went by the UPS pickup for Robin?
What is it? What if it's a freaking bat?
Hadouken!
Okay.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I didn't mean to say that. I should have never said that.
With a
panic boom.
I mean, that's dude. That I was losing my crap yesterday. I'm reading all these comments. I'm like, people should be celebrating. The DC Universe is putting out good quality movies with a great cast. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms. And then you got freaking like this culmination. So yes, this is the equivalency of their. Okay, here's another one. Spoiler alert. They should change. No, they said change the name of from Dawn of Justice to Justice League Begins. Spoiler alert. They're going to make the Justice League. Like, what the freak did you think was going to happen? Did you think that they were going to start a brand new group?
This though, before this trailer even dropped, like when the movie was first announced,
I think they confirmed like the next five movies they're making.
Yeah.
No, I think when you saw the teaser in I Am Legend, remember the billboard in the background of the Superman Batman?
Yeah,
and everyone was like, you know, freaking out because that was a thing.
Yeah,
but now here we are. It's a thing, and people are hating on it. But like, people already knew that this was going to lead to Justice League, and that's okay. Because if anybody has read the comics or anything about like the Justice League stories and stuff like Infinite Crisis and all like those stories, they're awesome.
They're great.
Like, we want to see that in a movie.
Like, and my thing is like if there, we have a world where the Avengers is making movies and we have all these independent, these single films.
It's
of
the same writer from The Watchmen.
It makes sense.
And Man of Steel.
Yeah.
He's good.
It's really good. It's really dark, too. It's like
that's the thing, yeah.
It's not going to be as lighthearted as the Avengers. This is going to be something a little grittier, I like it. I like the way they're going. Man of Steel was freaking
Man
the
of Steel
junk.
Was a Superman movie done right.
It was finally.
Suck it,
we needed that.
It's a good Superman movie.
You know what? Speaking of Batman, see this right here? I have a freaking 18-inch Michael Keaton Batman right beside
that's
me on this show.
That's probably what he was holding in the trailer. He was holding a big Batman doll.
He was like, you might have blew up my Batmobile, but you'll never take my Michael Keaton Batman action figure.
So this turned into a...
No.
Oh, my God.
It's actually a walkie-talkie. It's a walkie-talkie.
Alfred.
Alfred.
Oh, this ain't a walkie-talkie, my bad.
Oh, God.
You killed Christian Bale.
I grabbed the wrong utility belt.
Oops, wrong closet.
Anyways, it's going
to
be good.
So anyways, welcome to the Suck Clan.
In the words of Greg Miller, this movie cannot suck.
Yeah. And his reaction video was great, too. I'm not even going to begin to bring up the people that were complaining about that.
Yeah, like, hating on Greg Miller.
Like, the dude is excited. Like, you know him personally. He's probably, I know, right? Like, oh my God, my friend Greg, he's over here. He's all excited about the DC movie. I don't like it. Like, don't watch it. It's a YouTube. You're not forced to watch this YouTube video. You're not forced to watch this trailer. You're not forced to watch this movie. You don't like it? Shut up.
You're not even forced to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you are.
I heard the government was going to start forcing people to watch that movie, though.
I'm okay with that.
Sign me up, Big Brother.
You will watch Batman and Superman.
So Konami, you are the headpiece of the Suck Clan, and you continue to do things to retain that spot.
You just kind of threw that in there.
I don't think they're ever going to leave it.
And underneath, you are your minions of Batman versus Superman haters.
The minions of trophy holders.
You know, I hear Hideo Kojima is going to make a cameo appearance. Superman, Batman.
Oh, snap. He's going to bring the kryptonite. He's going to smile and hold it. I saw a picture of it was like Snake in the box, and it said
video footage of
trying to sneak into the VGA awards or video game awards. I always call it the VGA awards, as if the A doesn't stand for award.
The vagina
the
awards.
The vagina awards. Yeah.
Yeah, vagina.
The vaginal awards.
All right.
So this week's toast and. Premature.
Wait, I got another one. Over there.
Wait, I pray.
I can be part of this.
All right.
You juiced it up fast.
I'm going to raise my ice cold can of Monster Zero Ultra Energy and say thank you, Zack Snyder. Thank you, DC Universe. Thank you, Batfleck, for making the greatest 3-minute trailer I've ever watched in my freaking life.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
Thank you, lady playing Wonder Woman.
Help me, Oprah.
Whatever your name is.
For your shiny shield.
Your shiny shields.
I'm double fisting monsters right now.
I am.
It's a thing.
Okay.
You're keystering.
I'm not keystering anything.
He's like, wait a minute, let me keyster the one while I open the other. So, if you have not watched the Batman v Superman trailer, go watch it. Don't read any comments because all these little Suck Clan nuggets out there trying to crap on stuff.
All right, now we go to a segment we like to call News for Noobs. The segment of News for Noobs is brought to you by Fight Stick Guy. For custom handcrafted arcade-style fight sticks for you fighting game enthusiasts, go to facebook.com/fightstickguy because you don't bring a pad to a stick fight.
Hey, did you see the Nintendo controller-themed fight stick they just did?
I did.
That was pretty
that
sick.
That joint was sick.
It was
sick.
Awesome.
Sick as tits.
Go get it.
Naughty Dog's Uncharted 4 beta releases today, actually. And will last until December 13th. It will be 7 gigabytes in size.
You know what? I might.
Sounds like a big beta.
I might stream that. I might say screw Friday Night Should. Fights.
You can fight people in that. You have to have the Uncharted collection to get it.
Yep.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I will not be streaming that.
I got that. You know what? I'm gonna stick with Friday Night Fights tonight. I might stream some of the beta. I might master the beta tomorrow.
Ooh,
good.
Ooh.
Even more and even better beta news. Street Fighter V's third beta will return on December 17th and will last through the 20th.
Is it actually going to work this time?
I hope so.
Hey, then we can fight Trophy Horse on the beta because they have no excuse but to download it for free.
We could do that.
Ooh. Boom, Trophy Horse, yeah. Called out, show up, get knocked out. Suck Clan.
Speaking of which, it's really funny you mentioned that because the Siege beta was out and was having all the server problems.
The game works.
The game works fine. Like, absolutely no problems. So, thanks, beta.
Hey, for the record, that's why you have a beta.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
All these games coming out with betas.
There's people legitimately not, like, I'm not buying this game.
The beta was bad. Suck Clan. Freaking Suck Clan. You know what? It's like Star Wars had a beta, came out day one, crashed.
And everyone that I've talked to, like, on Twitch and stuff that are playing the beta, or excuse me, playing Rainbow Six Siege, absolutely love the game. Because it works, and it's a good game if you like competitive tactical shooters.
Counter-Strike does it better. I'm just throwing it out there.
That game has been around for a while.
Splatoon.
Apparently Splatoon's the greatest shooter of the world right now.
Freaking Black Ops 3.
Yeah, that's actually my next topic. Rainbow Six Siege released this past Tuesday, and the sources indicate the server issues have ceased, and the game is actually playable now. Awesome.
Yay.
Over 8 million people have played Rocket League on the PS4 PC, with more to come with the announcement of Rocket League coming to Xbox One.
Yes.
The DLC has also been released for only $4, titled Chaos Run, and grants you access to a new map along with new battle cars and various customizations, including toppers, wheels, and rocket trails. And we'll also have the Halo and Gears of War cars.
Hey, new Xbox One. And all the little DLC packs for Rocket League have some challenging trophies. Like, to platinum the overall game is not actually that hard. After we played the other night with the trophy chumps, I looked back and I was like, wow, you know, I'm really not that far from platinum. I've got to play a few more matches and grind and unlock the last car. I'm missing one car and like one or two other little gimmicks. So once I, you know, level up a little bit farther. So I should have that platinum very soon too. But I was looking through the DLC trophies because I got some random trophies from playing the DLC. And I was like, oh man, these are a little more challenging and it's kind of nice. So to platinum the overall core of the game, not bad. But the DLC trophies look fun. So
sweet. This is kind of old news. I think this happened at the beginning of the week. But it is resolved now. The Bloodborne online servers were taken down for emergency maintenance, quote-unquote, due to an apparent exploit which allowed players to access the $20 Old Hunters DLC for free.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish I'd known that. they took the servers down, and it only lasted a couple days, and then they fixed it and brought it back up. So everything's good now. So
you want to try playing it tonight?
Yes.
I always want
to try to play Bloodborne.
Okay, if we can group up. We can get through the bosses, then perfect.
I want that game, dude.
Let's do that.
Go get it.
Gotta get it, man.
Ain't nothing but road from you and then cash to GameStop.
That's true. Cash money. Not me, though.
Dude.
There's some other DLC out. Or, no, excuse me. DLC announced. Mortal Kombat X is getting another combat pack. I'm really excited about it. You get Bo Rytro from Deadly Alliance and Deception, I believe. I believe those were two he was in. You get the alien xenomorph. How's that?
I don't know.
Unlock it till they help you.
You know, we just talked about this.
He is the epitome of a. He's like a. Okay, so you know how like in vampire movies, there's always.
I got it riled up.
There's always those little nuggets that like, oh, suck my neck, you made me a vampire. Oh, suck my neck. Tanner's like, oh, suck my neck, suck clan, let me get in. Suck on me, Suck Clan. Let me in.
What you don't know is I'm the leader of the Suck Clan.
You are for Konami?
God,
then no.
Anyway, you get Bo Rytro, you get Alien Xenomorph.
You get Teletubby.
You get,
that would be awesome.
Really cool.
Stinky Winky.
You get Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and you get new character called Triborg, which is a combination of Cyrax, Sektor, and...
Never mind. I was gonna make a really awful joke.
That's cool, Leatherface. That's cool.
Well, you got to do it now since you brought it
Transvestite
up.
Transvestite Borg.
That's what I was gonna say. Like tribor, like a trisexual Borg. It's what? Like a
tranny.
Like a whole,
oh, tranny.
Tranny Borg.
Tranny Borg.
Finish him,
but I don't want to.
Oh my God.
To be continued.
You want to hear more of this joke? Tune in to more show after the show.
The Video Games Awards was last night.
You know what? Since we're on the we're in the spirit of the news, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna read all of the loose announcements from last night. The ones that you didn't cover, because you covered the majority of it. And I'm gonna start off. Okay, number one on the list.
I'm ready.
Where the
I'm ready.
Suck Clan.
Do it.
The head, the Super Shredder of Suck Clan. Came out and
whoa. One more thing before you start. I have to say it.
Two dragons.
One last thing for my part of the news. Resident Evil 2.
Ah! It hurts me.
It's being built from the ground up, according to Capcom.
All right. I want to, you know what? Screw the Suck Clan news. So let's stay there for a minute. Dude, years ago, I was on a forum site where fans have been begging for a Resident Evil 2 remake, like the Resident Evil 1 remake. Now, to say that this is the most anticipated remake of all time is an understatement. I don't think that, at least for me anyways, this thing had... People have been asking for this for years. People have been asking for this longer than you've been allowed to play mature-rated video games, Tanner.
Fair enough.
People have been asking for this longer than you've been playing video games. Like,
fair enough.
Like, this game's, I've been asking for it, because when they came out with Resident Evil 1 Remake, when the, you know, in what, 2001 or something like that, it's like, whoa, you can do this? They added a ton of content. See, I see up there, you see that top shelf up there? All right, you see that shrine of Resident Evil stuff over here? At the very top of it is a book, and that book really digs in deep and elaborates on the things that happened during the initial outbreak at the mansion in Resident Evil 1.
You read all those books?
Oh, yes. I got them digital, too.
That's crazy.
There's two things I've read, okay? There's two series, I guess you'd call it, okay? There's the Resident Evil series.
And Lord of the Flies.
And then there's the Bible. Those are the only two things I've ever sat down and read.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything other than a Resident Evil novel and the Bible, I'm just not.
Every Resident Evil novel, but I didn't do a single summer read project.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You're right. Fair enough. You're right.
I was just saying.
So, but anyways. So, the Resident Evil HD remake came out and just brought all these other the things that were going on in the novel, like, brought it out, you know what I'm saying? Like, really elaborated, and added some new stuff. It was freaking awesome. So, since that came out, people have been asking and begging, when are you going to give us a Resident Evil 2 HD remake? Because that is really where, okay, Resident Evil 1 set the tone for survival horror. That series started, really got its feet off the ground with that game, Resident Evil. Resident Evil 2 was the just such an amazing game. It took the survival horror thing, took it, you know, I don't say it took it to another level, but it took it a different direction. Yeah, you know, put it in a more, really started adding
at that time, yeah, it took it to another level.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was great. The scenario A, scenario B, you know what I'm saying, going two different directions with two different main characters and crossing over. You put in Leon's disc, because it was two discs, Leon and Claire. You put in Leon's disc, you play scenario A. Boom, you beat the game as Leon. But you run into Claire a whole bunch. So then you beat the game, and it says, well, put in Claire's disc. You put in Claire's disc, and boom, you play her scenario B,
which is
what was going on the whole time you were playing. Then you go back and you play, you know, like Claire A, you know, so you play basically the same path that you play with Leon, but as Claire, and things are different. And then you go back and play Leon B. So you got four playthroughs out of the game off the bat before changing anything. And then, if you beat it in a certain amount of time, you got certain weapons, you got all this cool stuff. They re-released the thing with like a battle mode or something like that, or like the, I don't remember which one it came out. Anyways, it doesn't matter. There's so much stuff, so much cool. This game, favorite game of all time.
And it's coming back.
I will give them my money today.
It's not a remaster. It's a remake.
It is a from the ground up. And, okay, so there was a group of Remember Loot fans that were on PC creating a Resident Evil 2 remake on PC. And it was third person, over the shoulder, looked a lot like Resident Evil 4, but it was Resident Evil 2. And it looked awesome. And it was getting a lot of attention. And I said, okay, when this thing is ready to be played, I am going to buy a PC. I'm going to get into PC gaming. That was going to be my entry point. I had made my mind. I was like, if there is a group of people making Resident Evil games that I want, that Capcom won't put out, I'm going to invest in this. I'm going to go this route. I'm going to find a way to give them money.
Indie.
I'm going to send them my underwear.
Signed by
co-host of Remember the
That's right. And dude, I was so excited. And then Capcom shut it down.
And they tried to hire them.
Yeah, they did. They picked them up.
They actually did hire them.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, see, the news came out. The Suck Clan spun it like, oh, Capcom shut down the Resident Evil that we wanted, blah, blah, blah. And what really happened was they shut down that project and said, all right, now you come work for us. This is happening.
I may be in a minority when I say this, but I really hope the remake is going to be like classic style. Like kind of like the Resident Evil 1 remake.
See, I'm torn.
I really want it to be that way because... Like, when that one dropped.
Fixed cameras and all that
stuff?
Yeah,
when the Resident Evil remake dropped, and I played it on the GameCube, I was like, when I beat it, I was like, okay, now where's Resident Evil 2? I know it's coming. And it never came.
Well, what they did was they ported an up-res version of Resident Evil 2 and 3.
Which is cool, but I'm like, God, dude, I want a remake of this game.
Do you know how many times they've gotten my money?
Well, judging by your shelf up there.
Do you see how many times they've got my money?
That's a lot.
Like, it is ridiculous how many times I've bought the same Capcom, game.
Capcom does it right. You know who doesn't do it right? Konami.
Oh, shots fired, Suck Clan.
Speaking of Konami.
Segway.
All right, so here we go. Back into the Suck Clan news. So, the Video Game Awards. I see what you, I like that. That was very good.
Man of Touch Tips.
The Video Game Awards was going on last night. You know, Metal Gear Solid was nominated for several awards. And you know, we all thought amongst ourselves that Konami's going to be in the building. He doesn't work for Kojima.
Way to go.
I've said they suck so much that I just can't stop saying it. So
he struggles with Japanese words.
Japan.
Like Mitsubishi and Katana and
Subaru. Subaru Palace.
Honda. Szechuan Palace. Okay. So we all said Kojima was going to be in the building. All right. We knew it. Except for Tanner, because Tanner hates everything. And so when he wasn't there, we're like, oh snap, where's he at? We haven't seen a single, because obviously if he's there,
they would have made a big deal.
Oh, okay, here's Kojima. Here's Kojima. Hey, look, there's Kojima there. Look, this is Cliffy B. Oh, but look at Kojima. No offense to Cliffy B, but you know.
Hey, there's Shaq, but look.
Well, yes. Oh, dude.
You can't help but notice Shaq.
Yeah, so anyways.
Shout out to my boy.
Oh, my God.
Shaq Fu, a Hideo Kojima game.
I'd play it.
Dude, yes. He's like, I'm Shaq, and I'm in a box, and I just punched this Silent Hill zombie in the head.
It's like, yeah, I just beat Shaq Fu. It took me 120 hours.
Shaq Fu's got infinite side missions, and I got a dog with an eye patch.
What if all Shaq right. was on the Mortal Kombat DLCs?
That'd be sick. That would be amazing.
Order today.
Dude, that's a great idea.
That'd be so sick.
Anyways,
just make that idea?
I just made that idea.
And you weren't even walking.
I'm sitting idea right now.
He's no longer the walking idea. He's the sitting idea. That's dumb. All right. So Hideo Kojima legally prohibited from attending the Video Game Awards by Konami. So you know what? Here's to you, Suck Clan. Freaking ruining it. Kojima could have got up there and his translator could have said something stupid for us, but no. Freak no. Kiefer Sutherland had to get up there and act like he cared.
You could have went up on stage and all your awe and your presence with your bowl cut and your big frame glasses.
And your kicks.
And
quiet
to us.
Quiet behind you.
With quiet standing behind you. And D-Dog by your side.
I don't know who would make room bow down faster. Hideo Kojima or Shuhei? I think honestly, like as much as I'm glad they're going to be on the same team, because I'm calling right now, my prediction is that Sony is going to give Kojima his own first party studio. Kojima's going to make games for PlayStation, the Master Race.
Yes.
But actually, I don't really know if I wanted to be limited to just one console. As much as I love being a PlayStation guy.
He was always loyal to Sony.
He really was.
For a long time, and it took him a long time to make that.
I don't think it was him. I think it was all Konami.
I mean, yeah,
the Suck Clan.
That's true.
Because even when he was in Japan, and he was like posting all the pictures of the Metal Gear Solid release, he never. Well, then again, it is Japan. There's no Xboxes in Japan. I never saw him promote a single. He never signed a single Xbox copy of anything. I was like, oh wait a minute, there aren't any there.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Next on the Video Game Award news, you already covered Mortal Kombat. That's pretty rad. We got that new Gone Home developer debut trailer for that new thing, Tastes Like Wine, whatever.
Oh, yeah, where the water tastes like wine.
Yeah, I didn't really see. I was like, okay.
How about the indie developer?
That's kind of cool.
I wasn't blown away by it.
How about the indie developer from South Carolina?
Dude, I know.
He's got a game where you're a preacher. You go to hell to, like, save your daughter or something.
Dude, that was sick. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, like we'll show you the trailer after the show.
Were you actually watching it, or were you playing a video game while watching?
Well, it honestly looked like a commercial. Like the way
it might have been a commercial. Okay,
it was right.
It wasn't a year. It wasn't a commercial, but it was like a trailer. I guess it was a commercial for that game and that developer. But either way,
sick though.
It was super cool. I told my wife. I was like, babe, this is how I did. I was like, babe, look at this. This dude from South Carolina. I was like, this fool from down the road. I said, I got to buy this just because that's my homie.
I know him.
I said, remember the Loot Crew? Going to freaking hang out with a dev. Anyways.
Sick. Hey, we should legitimately hit him up on Twitter.
Well, that would be sick. Have him on the show.
But hey, man, we're from South Carolina. He's like,
dude, you're from South Carolina? So, we're from South Carolina?
I'm from South Carolina.
We should kiss.
He's like, I haven't seen people in like
Ages. Wait a minute, that's not what y'all talking about?
No, no, you took that a little step further.
I mean, nah, I was just kidding.
I'll be the man.
Like a bro kiss, bro.
Yeah, you're like, fist bump, man. Like
there's no such thing as a bro kiss.
Like a bro kiss, bro.
There's no bro kiss.
Yeah, fist bump. You say bro behind it, no homo, bro.
That just makes it even...
homo, though.
I might slip some tongue, but...
All right.
Open mouth kisses for the men.
Get off
this. High fives for the women.
If you close your eyes, it doesn't count, bro.
What is it? I don't want to sound like a...
Hadouken!
I think fire is very romantic. Orgasmo! Anyways,
none of that.
All right. Super Secret Goat Simulator DLC.
Oh, yes.
Super Secret Goat Simulator with the dolphin.
You know what we need?
And they're dry.
We need more Goat Simulator DLC.
I don't get how that game is caught. Like, is this big now?
You told me.
It was a mistake.
Once upon a time.
The game was a mistake.
Thank you, Bruce.
That game is fun. I love that
it
game.
It is. It's funny. I love it. But that game was a joke when it came out. It came out on April 1st, and it was just a joke. And then it caught fire.
Look at Minecraft.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was like a...
But that game was actually planned out. This game wasn't. It was like, you know, screw it.
It's just like what it is.
It's just like a game we could have made in Daryl's office at work.
I think we could have.
So, like, Tanner, you told me about Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sounds awful. And we watched the video of the only PewDiePie video I've ever actually sat through.
That'd be me, too.
I watched him play Goat Simulator. And had to endure his awful commentary. Just usually, if it's PewDiePie, I turn it off.
It could have just muted it.
I don't know. But it's like a really bad Cartman. All
right.
That's what he sounds like. Like everything I've ever heard by him, I'm just like, no.
But people like it.
So you know, to each his own. You know, I'm not trying to sign up for the Suck Clan or nothing. I just don't prefer PewDiePie. So, anyways.
Pubes.
Super Secret Goat Simulator. We need more goat. Goat Simulator needs to make DLC forever.
Goat from Goat Simulator needs to be in Mortal Kombat Combat Pack.
Dude. Holy crap, dude. Muscle Goat.
Oh, Muscle Goat.
Where
rad.
You beat the goat up in the Goat Fight Club and get some muscle.
Yeah. I like when you go on the building and Dead Mouse is up there performing.
Yeah.
You can't play him off and you get the helmet.
You get his helmet.
That is awesome.
How about the Ninja Turtles? The freaking dudes with the banners on, with the different colors on in the freaking sewer.
I didn't see them, dude.
Yeah, you go there, in the second world.
Yeah,
you go in the sewer system. It's down there's like an open down by the river.
Yeah,
and when you find in there, you'll see like a bunch of dudes that are dressed like you know like the that's colors true. Of the Ninja Turtles, and they're in there just kind of partying, hanging out, doing meth, and you freaking headbutt them in their gooch.
Ooh,
yeah, Ninja Turtles.
You headbutt them in their gooch.
Their only weakness.
All right, so we got some more Uncharted news. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a new Nemesis unveiled. Blah blah blah. I'm kind of done hearing about Uncharted. I love Uncharted. I'm going through the Uncharted collection now.
It just needs to come out.
It just needs to be here. Mm-hmm. We have seen, and I know they got to hype it up. I know that, like, it's...
Oh, wait till tonight, man.
It's the flagship. I know.
The hype will be real.
Do you think it's coming out the day that says it's coming out?
You know...
Never happens.
Needs to.
I've heard rumor that it might not, you know? And I know they just recently finished up all their mocap and stuff like that, so I don't know. And if it doesn't, if it gets delayed, that's fine. The Last of Us...
It took a little time off, you know, and then came back.
Do what you got to do.
Oh, my God.
Because it's not going to be bad. So if I got to wait a couple extra months, I don't care. Because I just got the Uncharted collection. So I'm fine. I'm good. I got 3 Uncharted games to go through. I got 30-something hours of Uncharted.
Got a lot of backlog, too.
The broke backlog. All right. So this is the one I'm most excited about all the video game award news. This is what I'm most excited about. A Telltale
Batman.
Batman, yeah, that was sick.
I'm Batman. Oh, I wonder if you could choose which voice you want. Which Batman voice you want.
Like deep or like...
I'm Batman. I want Batfleck Batman because he's my favorite now. That trailer has won me over.
The day that
I heard Ben Affleck was going to be Batman, I said, I pledge allegiance to your Batman. You are my favorite from this point on because I'm a Ben Affleck fan.
I didn't not like it. I was kind of weird. I was like, this is going to be weird.
He's a bomb, Bruce Wayne.
But a lot of people were hating on him before they even seen it. When the trailer came out, they're like, you know what? This ain't so bad. He looks really cool.
Dude, he's gonna be a great.
His acting looks phenomenal.
His face minus the little
baby horns.
If you play DC Universe Online,
I get
that's the Batman.
I get that. I'm
like,
just used to seeing the
T. That's the Batman. He don't have the Batman.
I'm just the old school. I'm cool without the bat nips.
He don't have the bat nips.
That was always kind of weird. No, I'm not going to lie.
Freaking especially show a close-up of bat nips and his Batman butt.
Bat butt?
Turn around, let me see your bat butt.
Let me see your bat butt.
Yeah, it's like, what was it? It was in the Val Kilmer one and the Mr. Freeze one.
Mr. Freeze.
Both of them. I know. Freaking, they put the suits on. Nips.
It's butt. Like, so like, it's like
what the freak? I don't want to see that.
We're going to get our bat suits and it's like, whoosh, there's my helmet. Whoosh, there's my cape. Whoosh, here's my bat nips. They turned the outfit and like Robin's bat nips were bigger and they had a ring around them.
That was weird.
He had a... All right, Psychonauts 2. Honestly, you know, I never played the first Psychonauts.
It's cool. It's coming out.
I'm glad people are getting it because yeah. I know there are people that really want that. I don't really know enough about Psychonauts. I know that Psychonauts was an Xbox OG original because you can't say Xbox Legend One.
Gangsta.
So, Shaq freaking Fu.
Yeah.
Shaq Fu. I saw Shaq's tweet on the Twitter, and he said, I'm going to be at the Video Game Awards. I'm like, cool, Shaq's going to be there. And he made some comment about Shaq Fu coming back. And I'm like, that would be really awesome. He gets on stage, and he announces Shaq Fu, and I freaking fell over. I'm like, thank you, God.
Like, how does that even happen?
In 1 24-hour period, I heard that my favorite game of all time is legitimately getting a from the ground up remake.
That's like if they announced the Pit Fighter remake.
So I'm getting the Resident Evil 2 remake. I got the freaking Bomb A Batman versus Superman Batfleck that I've literally, this is what I want. You know, I'm so excited about that. And then Shaq Fu. I remember freaking playing Shaq Fu when I was a kid, dude. Like, what year is it? All these old things are great again. And then we got Bethesda giving away $1 million to an Elder Scrolls. If your old lady doesn't get this.
I heard about that.
You need to sign up for that.
You get online. You go on there and on the Elder Scrolls, on the Bethesda website, Elder Scrolls, sign up for this.
Okay.
And get your mother freaking $1 million.
All you got to do is sign up and play.
Like, no joke, I'm going to have to go get this game now.
Yeah, that's all you do. All you got, like, it's 25, they said like 65% or 60% off.
Yeah, the game's 60% off right now.
All you got to do is play and go sign up and then you're entered.
How much is it? Boom. How much would that be then? How much is it originally?
$60.
Oh, okay.
So it's
over half off.
Over half off.
That's what 60% is, by the way. So anyways, you got a new Quantum Break trailer, again, very similar to Uncharted. I'm excited for Quantum Break.
Yeah.
I freaking love the dude that plays Iceman, Sean Ashmore Ferd.
He's good in The Following.
Yeah, he was the bomb in The Following. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's let the game come out. Let's stop hyping it. Let's freaking just release it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm at that point now where, like, just let me play it.
Hurry up, release it so you get a bad review.
So the internet can crap on it and say, this game sucks. There wasn't a... Hugh Jackman should have been in it. If Iceman's in it, Wolverine should be too.
Well, there's no conventions until summer, right?
I mean, we got PSX and then there's like...
I mean, I'm saying after PSX with Xbox being a part of it.
No, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think the game comes out before the next big one.
So, perfect. Cool. It's the last thing we see of it.
Harmonix and the Oculus bring in Rock Band VR.
Yeah,
that's pretty rad. Sick.
That is awesome.
That looks really cool.
That makes so much sense.
I want to do that.
You know, like if you're, I mean, that's the next step. Honestly,
the only thing is, can I get Dragon Force to teach me how to do that?
That's what I'm saying.
That video was freaking hilarious.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
I honestly thought he was when he Panther said, "What's the most important?"
Oh my god, that'd be so awesome.
Teach me how to do this.
Leave with people.
Death to all butt metal.
Death to all butt metal.
Oh my god, that was the greatest song.
What was that one song? Fat Girl.
That was me. Shadow Complex, getting a remastered.
Yes.
Free this month on PC. If you're a PC player, freaking sign on.
That.
Redeem that junk, and when it comes out next year, you have it for free.
You're going to get it.
Rocket League coming to the X-Bone. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's
more money for
everyone. Should enjoy it.
I'm going to buy it.
I'm
probably not going to play it still, but I'm going to buy it just to support them.
Well, I'm very excited about it. Freaking,
you're gonna buy it.
Halo what? Gears cars, blah blah.
I'm not gonna play it.
Tanner
play
buys.
It's fun.
He bought The Witcher. He bought The Witcher. But he didn't
I know
play
it is. I know it's fun. I enjoy it.
He's like,
but like that's not a game I want to play right now. I want to buy it just to support the developers.
One day,
this is a great game.
You will turn that chicken.
I do that with games I like.
Telltale showing off the Walking Dead spinoff, Michonne.
That looks
Michonne.
Cool. Whatever. I'm into the season 2 right now.
See, I loved season 1. I was really digging season 2. I haven't finished it yet.
Still?
I haven't finished anything. I start games and then I move away. And I used to never be that guy.
There's too much coming out.
It's
called being a dad.
It's called being a dad friggin' trying to stream with you ladies. Anyway, Cartographers DLC, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Halo is getting free DLC for the year.
Free stuff. Who cares?
I think it's cool. All they talked about was multiplayer stuff. And I'm
like, that's all we're going to get from
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm not a multiplayer guy.
Siege is getting free DLC, too. That's all.
I'm not a multiplayer guy.
I like playing by myself.
New Star Citizen footage shows off all the other crap that they've added for this project that's been in development for forever. These people are crowdfunding. Throwing their money at it. And they're like, okay, well, now the game just got bigger. It's like, who? I want this. Now the game just got bigger. And it's bigger. This game is infinite.
It's funny. They actually put it in like a first-person like multiplayer shooter in the actual game.
Yeah.
And then they took it out because it wasn't working right.
Lame.
So now all you got are the people just walking around, running on ships.
Do it look like Star Wars, you guys?
No, not at all.
What I've seen look a little bit like it.
What's funny is you can go buy your ships for actual real money.
Really?
Microtransactions.
Out the ying. I think there's like ships on there that are worth like $3,000.
What?
And people have bought those.
Nothing.
But. And that's stupid.
How many games you can buy with $3,000?
Oh, yeah.
Four. Lots. Four. Billy Reed.
Yeah, because it's four games.
Any Xbox games I have.
Because you got to think, you got to buy the season passes, too. No. And they ain't cheap.
No.
I got to get the Black Ops 3 season pass, bro. I'm like, I'm trying to wait, but.
You're the problem. I'm just kidding.
It needs to be done.
I got it, too.
You need to get Rainbow Six Siege and play with me online.
You got it?
Did you already buy it?
Yeah, did you get it?
No, I will be getting it in like 2 weeks.
There's so much out, dude. Like,
I want it. I don't want to pay $60 for it.
I don't know what to, like,
get
I'm
your
in,
money's worth.
I'm
in pretty deep. I don't know about that. That's the reason I didn't get Battlefront.
Well,
$60 for half, like a quarter of a game.
That game.
Yeah.
That game, though.
But, yeah.
I've seen a few reviews in that game. Everyone's getting poor reviews.
Far Cry Primal.
Just because it's...
That Far Cry, though.
$60 for a game that should be $20.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the Video Game Awards. Frosty, do you have everything brought up for when we made our predictions?
I do.
Not enough cash.
Yeah, I do. It's right here.
I'm so disappointed.
So here's what we're going to do, ladies and germs.
Mm.
I'm going to read the topics and who won or the nominations.
Yeah.
The categories.
Yeah.
I'm going to read who won, and Frosty is going to tell us what we voted for. Can you keep a tally, or what do y'all want to keep a tally of who got how many points? I really want to know who got what.
It's going to be close because there's a lot of categories we didn't even come close to getting right.
True that.
Well, I'm not honestly. If we didn't guess on it, I'm not even going to waste my time on it because some of that stuff.
I will say I called the esports team of the year.
I called them too, and I told them they sucked. I'm just kidding.
Fair enough. But anyways, all
right. Are you ready? Sure. We're gonna start off. Everyone's getting a point. Are you keeping up their points? All right. Everyone gets a point for this one because the trending gamer of the year was Greg Mother Effin Miller.
Oh, Greg.
We all called it.
Baker's Dozen.
He won by Baker's Duggan.
Yeah,
Dozen.
Yeah, yeah.
Duggan.
Baker's Duggan. Like
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
All right. Hacksaw Baker's Dozen. All right. Next category is most anticipated game. The winner, No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I got a point.
What we have, Frost?
I put Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yeah, I put Horizon 2.
But that's not what I put on my...
on your article?
My article.
Oh.
That was
trying to cheat! You trying to change things up?
No, you can't. You can't do a Colin Moriarty and get like the half
points. You
can't
get the half points. Well, on this forum...
T-Bird gets a point. Because it's on the list.
Oh. There you go.
Yes!
All right, next. Best multiplayer. Now I want to.
We all got this one wrong.
Let's skip this one.
Let's not talk about this.
Okay, I've never played Splatoon. None of us have ever played Splatoon because we all gave up on Nintendo.
I gave up on them after the GameCube.
Until the NX comes out.
I've been seeing a lot of trademarks and stuff filed for that dump. Sounds like it's going to be what we want, but we'll see.
Hopefully.
I'm like, no. I haven't played it. I'm a little disappointed. We were all talking before the show, and I was like trying to be the optimistic one, trying not to fall into the Suck Clan pattern, but you know what?
I'm going to take it. I'll be the Suck Clan leader right now.
I have never played it, so I can't honestly say that it doesn't beat those games, but I have played the other ones, minus Destiny. Well, I played the Destiny, but I just didn't play Taken King. But either way, what the freak?
There's no way it beats Destiny.
How does it beat
Halo
Destiny?
5, Black Ops 3.
How does it beat freaking Butt Thrusters?
That's what I'm saying. All those other games have Butt Thrusters.
No, exactly. They all have Butt Thrusters.
All those
amazing.
Games sold really well. Those are the games you hear people talk about. Those are the games that are
Splatoon last week for the first freaking time.
Those are people.
Those are the people.
Those are the games. Those are the people. Streaming.
Streaming demons.
The semen streaming demons. I mean, those are the games to play, and then you have Splatoon.
What the freak is Splatoon?
Just came out.
I'm going to keister this game.
You know, people who have played it say it's
Splatoon
fun.
Splatoon in my butt. Sucks.
The people that are still hanging on to the Wii U as if it's like console of the decade.
Well.
I think that just threw us a curveball like, this game sucks. We're just going to make it win.
Hey, you know what? I do want to drop a little nugget of news out there. We did forget about this. We haven't got the official numbers in, but from very, very reliable sources, PlayStation 4 won Black Friday. Which, that's no shock.
Yeah.
The Wii outsold the Xbox One.
Whoa.
That blew my mind.
That is kind of crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Because the Xbox One came out swinging with bundles.
Here's the thing, though. Did the Wii bundle have every Nintendo game to come out with it?
No, it was Mario Maker.
Well, there you go.
No. Mario sells.
Just say, take out the Maker. It's Mario.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That ain't helped them up to this point.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's crazy.
That
to
blew
me.
My mind.
But you're talking about Mario. Like, my wife doesn't know anything about games, but she likes Mario.
Yeah.
Mario sells. I mean, it's.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I like Mario. And that's the thing. My wife and I quit playing games together with the Wii because we played the new Super Mario. And we enjoyed it, but the Wii itself was not good. And no matter how much I tried to convince myself it was worth keeping, it was not.
I didn't like the Wii too much.
The best thing about the original Wii, you can mod it.
Oh, and I did.
It was so moddable.
And then I sold it modded for more money than I got the thing for.
Exactly. Like homebrew for the win.
Yeah. And the thing was, I got all these cool emulators and all the, you know, whatever. Anyways, Wii U, I've played it, and I refuse to buy it.
If you need an extra, my dad has three right now. So.
Three Wii U's?
Yeah. Take it back.
No.
I was about to say, geez.
A couple of good things about the Wii. Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Yeah.
Super Smash Bros.
You can play your GameCube game.
Resident Evil 4.
Yes.
It was back.
I played the freak out of that game.
Resident Evil 4 is on everything. GameCube.
It was, but it still had it. And the Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Mmm. Really good. All right. Next category, the best sports/racer game. And I want to throw this out there.
I think we all got that.
I think we all did. The winner's Rocket League, but whenever I saw the category, I'm like, this one's obviously set up for Rocket League to win. Because there wasn't a Madden in there, which I don't think a Madden came out this year, did it?
It did. Madden comes out every year.
Every year.
Yeah. Did it really?
I don't know why it wasn't.
See, that's the thing. Like, best sports/racing.
Wouldn't it be Madden, though?
And I know that Rocket League is soccer. It is both. But I was like, I don't know. To me, it just seemed, after playing Rocket League and knowing that it's just that good, and hearing how people just can't stop playing the game.
We all got a point set down.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to be an esports game.
I love that game.
Wait, didn't Konami put out PES?
The last one.
Yeah.
That Pro Evolution Soccer is a Konami game.
Really?
Suck Clan Soccer.
I love that game. I'm sorry. It's
that's like Illuminati. Like, they got on the list, but Madden
didn't. It's better than FIFA to me, dude.
Suck Clan Soccer. All right, next category. Best family game.
I got this
Super
one.
Mario Maker.
I got this one.
I called Skylanders like a moron.
I got 4 points already.
I got that one too. I got me and T-Bird get a point.
Mario Maker's the winner.
Yeah.
I said Skylanders and
you picked Lego Dimensions.
Yep.
I like Legos.
Which I'm surprised by that one. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Skylanders hype is really died down.
Remember what I said. Mario.
Mario. I know, I know.
Always good.
Best fighting game. Boom. We all get a point.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat X.
Like I said, they didn't even put this in the actual show. This was the pre-show. Yeah. I saw that.
So anytime the way, there's Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter involved, sorry, Guilty Gear. You don't stand a chance.
Yeah, you don't. Now, this one blew my mind. I was very, very glad they got this. Best role-playing game, best RPG, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
No surprise.
I
didn't get a point on that. Yeah.
I got a point. You got a point.
Yeah.
You two did not. You picked Fallout.
He picked Bloodborne.
Yeah, you picked Bloodborne.
Yep.
You picked Fallout because you haven't played The Witcher.
Yeah. I just did it just to be different. I don't care.
You did it because you just beat Fallout 4.
That's it.
Now, this one right here.
Which, that's fine. I mean,
this one right here, I did not like some of the nominees. Well, some, but I mean, it won. But I'm glad it won. Best action-adventure game, Metal Gear Solid 5. I didn't like that Ori and the Blind Forest was on there. I guess it classifies.
It's an action.
But there's so many other action adventures that came out. How did that one make it to the top?
Because people love that game. That's why.
And rightfully,
yeah,
I just
Bloodborne wasn't even on that list, was it?
I really felt like that one should have been on there. Yeah. But then that pattern would have been. I mean,
as
I guess
far as action adventure,
Bloodborne should have won that.
Like, with the nominees that are on the list,
yeah.
I mean, it clearly goes to Metal Gear.
Which, I mean, Metal Gear Solid, that's a killer game. The game's great.
Yeah.
So I got a point for that one, right?
You all got points.
Yes, I got a point.
Okay.
I didn't get a point.
You got a point.
That's it, right?
Where do you go?
My lead is falling.
I'm actually losing, so I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a point, you got a point, and you two did not. You picked Rise of Tomb Raider to be different.
I wanted that game to win something.
I wanted Bloodborne to win something. So I'm with you there. You picked Batman.
That's what I thought.
All right. You picked Batmobile 3.
Batmobile 3. Batfleck 3.
Batfleck.
Anyways.
All right. Batman. Games for Change. Or I think actually when we read it out, it was the...
Games for Impact.
Yeah, but most impactful game, whatever.
Yeah,
Life is Strange.
I got it. T-Bear got it. You got Her Story.
I picked Her Story.
And yeah.
So yep. Where were we at on points? Just to
I'm
recap.
Not keeping up points. I'm just
keeping
look.
Points.
Yeah.
He's keeping points.
Yeah, just
me and T-Bird.
Yeah, where are we at now?
Daryl's got 5.
Boom.
Tanner, T-Bird's got 5. I got 2. Frosty's got 7.
Jeez.
What?
Yep, 7.
I'm just good like that, man.
He's good like that. All right, you ready?
Mm.
Best performance, Her Story.
I think we all got them wrong.
Yeah, I think we did.
We all picked Mark Hamill. He picked Camellia to be different.
No, I picked her because she's hot.
Yeah, that's right. He picked the Tomb Raider.
I picked Mark Hamill because he's hot.
I picked Mark Hamill because
it's Mark Hamill.
Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
He could walk on my sky any day.
Oh, best score and soundtrack, Metal Gear Solid 5. Boom. Nailed that
one.
You know why that one won?
Because
you can run around listening to Billy Idol while blowing up stuff.
Yep, I got that one. I know for a fact.
So, Daryl, I'll raise you 1 point.
Best score. Yep. I get a point. You get a point.
I don't.
You picked Halo. You picked Witcher, which also has an amazing score. But...
Yeah, I'm actually surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not really surprised. I knew that was going to win, but because I'm a genius.
I honestly didn't know which one was going to win out of those two.
Best art direction, Ori and the Blind Forest.
I think I got that one.
I don't remember what I chose.
Maybe?
I thought I chose
Batman. I chose Batman, I believe.
Yeah, you lost.
Yes, I did lose. The freaking Ori and the horrors.
Yeah, I picked Bloodborne, so no. Daryl picked Bloodborne. You picked The Witcher 3.
Oh, yeah.
We all lost.
Dang it.
You got him. So,
all right, best narrative, Her Story. I chose Until Dawn, and I'm so disappointed. Her Story's good, but Until Dawn is the bomb.
I didn't get a point on this one.
Yeah, we all lost him.
All right.
Witcher... I mean, even though it won 3 awards, it should have won.
Best mobile / handheld game.
I messed up that one.
It did not have a Vita in the category. It was Lara Croft Go, which I got that, didn't I?
I didn't get it.
I
know for
Batman.
Sure.
I think.
No, I think you might have picked Batman.
You picked.
I picked Lara Croft Go.
Yeah. Lara Croft Rose the winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Point for me. So goes.
Cool. Yeah, I picked whatever the I don't even remember.
Monster Hunter. Fallout Shelter, Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter.
Yeah. All right, best independent game, Rocket League.
Yeah, we all get a point.
So we all pick, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
We all get a point.
We all get a point.
Did I pick that?
No.
Yeah, we all pick it.
Best dev.
Developer of the year, and now I'm glad Kojima Productions didn't get it, because that would have been a whole nother...
This is not,
I'd have had to have a whole nother podcast rant, for the freaking Suck Clan. All right, so developer of the year, CD Projekt Red.
Fair enough. I'll allow it.
What did I choose? I chose
We all chose something different.
We probably picked FromSoft.
You picked Bethesda.
Bethesda.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
You picked From Software.
I wanted to win.
You know what?
It's this Joker who picked Nintendo.
I'm
you know who? Nintendo made Splatoon, just saying.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
They
should have
got it. they made the best multiplayer shooter of the year.
That's right.
They should have got it.
Yeah, I'm actually glad that yeah. Bethesda didn't get it, even though I voted for them because I thought that was kind of the obvious choice. I'm glad Fallout didn't get anything because it's a buggy hot mess, and I feel like games like that need to be docked. And I get that that's tough, but The Witcher proves that it's possible.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 5 proves it's possible.
And Bloodborne.
Bloodborne is a mean game.
It is a mean game. Right. Very mean.
Because it's challenging. You have to figure stuff out.
So here we go. The big one.
Conquer the challenges.
Game of the year, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
And we all get this wrong.
We all got it wrong. I think I chose...
You picked Fallout.
Fallout because...
We all thought because it's Fallout and the hype that was around it and the game that releases right before the Game Awards won last year.
Fallout or Bloodborne, that's what I thought.
I wanted Bloodborne to win it.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed.
In my article I thought Fallout was going to win because of that. Because it's the most recent thing. Again. But... Personally, I pick Bloodborne. Like, if you had to ask me to choose between Bloodborne or Witcher 3, as hard as it would be, I'd say Bloodborne.
Gotcha.
But I should have went with Witcher 3. That would have been another shiny trophy point.
It's two games I'm glad that didn't win. Fallout and Metal Gear.
Metal Gear won 3 awards.
I'm saying for Game of the Year, though.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, Metal Gear swinging around. Game of the Year.
Yeah.
You know what?
Because of the hype.
Yeah, that game, I played it for a few hours. I don't remember how many hours I played into it. And I really enjoyed it, but I just have had trouble going back to it.
I haven't beat it yet.
It's bland.
I feel like there's just, at this point I'm at in the game now, it's just a bunch of side missions that
kind of
lead you into the game's exit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like now I'm going to play another 20 side missions and then see end game credits. I don't feel like I'll be fulfilled like I should be. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
And I hate to feel that way about one of my favorite games of all time. I mean, that game's acronym is in my PlayStation Network name, for crying out loud. But
you can't change it yet.
I can't change it. I'm stuck with it.
Yeah. All right.
Comments.
Hey, you know what? Xbox did something really cool for the Video Game Awards.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They let you vote live against other people and accumulate points. Very similar to that one versus 100 they had years ago. That was super cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. If I would have known that, I probably would have watched it on. I would have watched the stream on there. Yeah,
I didn't know until I was like literally leaving the zoo last night. I pulled it up on IGN. I was just listening. Actually, for the first time in like 10 years, my wife drove me around. I drive. But last night I asked her to drive so I could watch the Video Game Awards. And sure enough, man, that's freaking cool. And that got it. All right. So, with that being said, tomorrow we are going to do our PSX reaction show. Frosty, if things work out in your favor, because I'm going to do a rain dance, calling for rain. So, if you don't get to work tomorrow,
please do.
Snow. Two dragons. We're asking for rain, snow, and two dragons. So, if things change, we will be here tomorrow to record our PSX reaction show. We're going to be live on the Twitch tonight. Going to be live on the Twitter tonight. Going to freaking put my kids to bed early tonight.
Yeah.
Playing some games, talking about some junks. Tomorrow we're going to give our reaction. We'll go over our predictions for our PSX and see who fared out. So who's the winner today, Josh? Who?
I think Frosty.
I think Frosty won, too. I think he won by like 3 points, probably.
Yeah.
Frosty did win, but I'll tell you everybody's numbers. Daryl with 8.
Ooh.
T-Bird with 6.
Sucker.
That's because he was different. He tried to be different, so he'd have an open mind.
Me with 330. No, and Frosty Tosty with 9.
Oh, so Frosty, snap. Barely
Frosty gets the...
Frosty gets the
weenie and the keister tonight.
No. Come here and get your prize, boy. I'm going to put it in your But.
Refrigerator?
Yeah, it's a monster.
That's right. But. All right, so that being said, freaking Resident Daryl on the Twitter. Going to be live up on that freaking Twitch tonight. PSX, I'm very stoked, guys. I'm very excited.
They need a remaster.
Hellblade.
I didn't play that.
No, that hadn't come out yet. That's the new one, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about
Hellblade,
that game.
Dude. That game gives me sick.
Yeah, because
Shadow of the Colossus 2.
No.
Point. Dude, that'd be sick.
They haven't even released freaking Bird Dog.
Bird Dog.
They're going to announce that Last Guardian was just a big, elaborate joke. And that the release of Shadow Colossus.
It kind of is
Hideo
now.
Hideo Kojima's behind it all.
Hideo Kojima's the developer. Dude, I'll have a heart attack.
I would literally die. Dude, what if Kojima did Resident Evil?
What if then Kojima, the story would not make sense ever again.
Dude, what if? Okay, so
Resident Evil did Hideo Kojima?
I see what you did there. It's dirty.
So, a few years back, Cliffy B had an article that got published in Game Informer. And he said, in quotes, he was like, Capcom, whenever you're ready to make Resident Evil scary again, give me a call. I've been hanging on to the idea of Cliff Bleszinski making Resident Evil.
And it comes out and it's a bro shooter.
Dude, freaking Leon's and got on Chris's steroids.
Revive
me. Freaking Jill and Claire don't have boobs anymore. They got man chins. They look like China from WWE.
Oh, my God.
Bring it! Leon! Tag me! Yeah. So, all right. So, I'm Resident Daryl. I'm on the Twitter. I'm on the PSN. I'm going to be freaking holding it down tonight. T-freaking Burdocks. Hannah Montana.
No.
Hannah Montana.
No, I'll freaking kill you.
What's your Twitter?
What's my Twitter? It's T_bird_byrd803. Same thing on PSN and Xbox without the underscore. I did it.
J Dog. PS4 name The Walking Idea and Walking Idea on Twitch as well.
Oh snap!
Frosty Toasty.
Holla at a player.
Hit me up on PSN at MGS_Daniel25. Same thing for my Twitch name. MGS, like Metal Gear Solid, _Daniel25. You can hit me up on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. Also, hit us up on Twitter, our podcast Twitter page, at Remember the Loot, one word, LOOT, not LUTE.
Homie, don't play that.
We'll be going live tonight. I'm actually posting on Twitter right now, but you won't hear this until later. But I'm just letting you know. Want to go back in time and
Don't forget about the Facebook page.
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, we have a Facebook page, too. Facebook.com/rememberTheLoot. Go like it.
And hopefully by the end of this weekend, we're going to have a Facebook community, because what I have found are the community podcast groups are such better ways to interact with all the fans. So that's going to be going live this week, too. We can start posting all of our articles and all our stuff there. You know, obviously on the Facebook, obviously on the Twitter, and then actually have discussion with people in the Facebook community group. So that's going to go up live this week, this weekend. So will a YouTube video from the Loot Crew wrecking the Trophy Chumps. Granted, we didn't win as many games as they did. We still beat them a few times. But we really laid it down. We moved the muscle on the field.
You made the chains move?
Freak, yes.
Good.
The bar ain't bending, you're just pretending.
Mm-hmm. Where can they find this podcast at, by the way?
This motherfreaking podcast is on iTunes. So if you're listening to it, you're probably on iTunes.
It's on iTunes, Stitcher. ProvenGamer.com. We're everywhere. Check us out.
Except for Google Play.
Yeah, but soon. Very soon.
Very soon.
All right, now this week's song is a brand new song.
Air Magnet.
Never been played anywhere but here. This one ain't been on the radio yet. This one ain't been passed around on all the pirated sites.
Did our stuff ever get pirated?
Yeah, all the time. It ain't on the band camps.
That makes me happy.
I love when people steal from me. I love when they take my identity. All right, so this song is called It's Safe. In a honor of Resident Evil 2 remake from the ground up.
No.
This song
has
been written.
No.
Play us the song,
and there's a
Daryl.
Special Don't. Sample from Resident Evil 2 in the song. Yes.
No.
Yes.
So check it out. No. It's by a freaking sick A band called RPD, Resurrection Pending Death, or Raccoon City Police Department, whichever one you prefer. The song is called It's Safe.
No, it's not.
Suck Clean.
From a high horse, don't